Memories.
Der Bergarbeiter.
Goedenavond. Enkele weken geleden waren wij in Berlijn voor het grootste netlabelfestival ter wereld, het zogenaamde NetAudio Festival. Een vleugje geschiedenis, want er werd in de beroemde discotent Maria am Oostbahnhof gespeeld en dat ligt op de voormalige deadstrip van de Berlijnse muur. Maar nog belangrijker dan dat vleugje geschiedenis waren natuurlijk de vele vleugjes muziek. Vandaag praten we met Conrad van het netlabel Phonocake en met Daniel van het netlabel Tropic. Beiden waren volop aanwezig daar in Berlijn. Welkom bij NetWaves.
Bergarbeiter.
der Bergarbeiter van Transalp. Duitsland heeft een van de grootste netlabel scenes ter wereld en toen wij enkele weken geleden het Net Audio Festival in Berlijn bezochten, hebben we een hele hoop netlabelbazen ontmoet en ondervraagd. Een van de betere netlabels daar was Phonocake, een label uit Dresden. Het label werd opgericht in 2003 om lokaal talent te promoten en de grote baas van dat label die heet Konrad. En hij sprak met onze man Toon van Hal en dat interview hoor je zo meteen.
Naast mij zit Konrad Beer. Konrad Beer is een netlabel gigant, zeg maar. Hij heeft heel veel projecten lopen. We gaan het daar zo meteen over hebben. Hallo Konrad.
Hi.
Where do you come from?
I come from Dresden, Germany, Dresden.
Okay.
The city in southeast Germany.
Nice, and you're involved in a lot of netlabel projects.
Yeah.
Let's start with the first one, the Phonocake.
Yeah.
You can hear it here.
You have one of our cookies here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we are running Phonocake, which is a netlabel based in Dresden and a netlabel for electronic music mostly. And we started in 2003 with releasing musicians from Dresden only as a local project.
Okay.
So in the first years we only had people that we personally know from a friend of a friend of a friend or something, or like mm-hmm. our own music, because we are three guys. And then a few years later we decided to open this project also for international artists, so we released also people from Russia, from South America also, and so it's growing over the last years, and yeah.
Okay, fine. But that's a remarkable thing. I never heard that netlabel wasn't open to other citizens of other of other cities or other countries.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can explain why did you opt for that?
Yeah, it was just in the beginning of this netlabel stuff, and we, mm-hmm. As we met us, we knew a lot of people that are making music too, and nobody listened to this music. This classical thing with this bedroom mm-hmm. producer, everybody's yeah. working mm-hmm. hours and days and years at home, nobody is listening to this, and we decided, hey, maybe that's a good, not that expensive to run a label, maybe that could be a platform for us. We said we're doing music from Dresden for the world and not just like other labels asking people worldwide, releasing on a web, we went a different way. So.
Apart from Phonocake, you're also the founder of Rovolo, or how do you pronounce that?
Yeah, Rovolo. I was not founding the project, it was simply a domain I had, and I started to having a linked list with my personal netlabels, so that I wanted to collect them just like public bookmarks, say. And after a while, other netlabel people found this list and started to posting in my message board their new releases.
Uh-huh.
So, and it was great. So, and then once, I think a lot of years ago, I found a link at the message board of Monotonic,
uh-huh.
211.com from the label, and they were writing in the forum, oh, look at this list, and from that day on a lot of people came to my site and said, oh, we are running a label too, so it started, a lot of people are posting their new releases, and I am trying to fill out my list with net labels.
A lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of new labels, and I try to listen to all of them, because I decided not to take all the labels in my list. It's not just like a wiki, it's like a personal list, but it's meanwhile it's that much that I sometimes losing the control if somebody net label stopped. I don't recognize this, so I have to.
Yeah, what are you doing with that net labels?
I kick it out of my list. But maybe in the future I will do a list with dead net labels because they are very interesting. It's for the history, and at archive.org a lot of labels are releasing music that are not running anymore. So nobody knows from these labels. Maybe a dead list, dead label, a dead net label list would be also interesting. So.
Okay, but for all living net labels, you can consult Conrad's list at rovolo.de.
Yeah.
Apart from Phonocake, you've got another label. It's called...
Yeah, that's Piepmans Records. It's like, what is a little bird in English? Sparling? No, no.
Yeah, I think so. So the
yeah.
The
yeah, that's... So. We started as a few friends had just for fun. They called themselves their own records, Piepmans Records. It's not really a record label, but I found this label, this name is so funny that we have to do something with it. And so a few friends started to make music and releasing at Piepmans Records. And yeah, it's mostly independent music, mostly with German texts, German language, mm-hmm. pop music, made not very professional, a bit lo-fi, but very charming, I think. And I made some remixes for those bands, and so we are doing things together. And it's moved very slowly over the years, but we are still alive.
Okay, so not in the dead net label.
No, that's the question. Yet. We are struggling. So.
But you're active as a musician yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see this whole phenomenon net labels from both sides, mm-hmm. from as an artist and as a label owner, because I not own it because it's free, so mm-hmm. I cannot own something that is free. So it's interesting. I was the first release at Phonocake, and I also had releasing vinyls by a label that's meanwhile also dead. So I see that's I think the net labels can live longer than vinyl labels sometimes because mm-hmm. it's just easier to run such a label.
The Net Audio Festival Berlin, is this your first festival?
Mm-hmm. It's my first festival. I made by myself a little festival together with 12rec.net in Dresden in an artist-run space. This is a house where a lot of artists have their studios, and we have a huge room there. And we decided to have a concert weekend with net label artists, and so we had together with the help, the great help from 12rec, with Sven and Simon, a few concerts from 12rec, and that was, they called it by themselves Net Audio Festival. It's just only a weekend, but I never decided to do in the festival. They said, oh, that's a Net Audio Festival. So, okay. Yeah, but it's the first time I'm a guest here, so, yeah.
And how do you like it?
it's great to see all the people from the domains I know. Especially I sent my thanks to Quiet Bump, especially from Italy, and all these people are here. That's really great. What I'm a little bit missing is this topic of East and West, because a lot of Germans, okay, we are in Germany, but not that much from Eastern Europe, because there are so great labels from Eastern, from Romania, from Czech, from Bulgaria, and maybe I missed them, I don't found them, but that's...
We'll try to find them. Okay, Konrad, many thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
For your time.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Je hoort de muziek van Graaf, Mad Style en Mono Stabiel. En daarvoor dus het interview met Van Toon van Hal met Konrad Beer, de grote baas van het netlabel Phonocake, een label uit Dresden. Die Konrad Beer die is niet alleen baas van Phonocake, maar hij is ook zelf muzikant. Als we dan zeggen dat hij ook nog eens beheerder is van de netlabelijst Rowolo en actief is als de baas van het kleine netlabeltje Piepmats, dan weet je wel dat deze man een heel erg drukke to-do-list heeft, ieder weekend of iedere week. Een speciale vogel dus, en dat is trouwens geen toeval, want Piepmats betekent in onze taal Pietje, oftewel vogeltje. We gaan even luisteren naar een remix van Bad Comfort, en Bad Comfort is de muzikantennaam van Konrad Beer, van die baas van Phonocake. Je hoort een remix met Sei ein Mensch, zo heet het nummer, en het komt van Hausen und Strassen. Mr. Incognito met Poulifour. Daarnet hadden we een netlabel uit Dresden, nu verplaatsen we ons naar Frankfurt. Tropic is daar een van de bekendere namen. Hij maakt al jaren naam en faam in de melodieuze house en electronics. De klank van het interview dat je zo meteen te horen krijgt laat wat te wensen over, onze oprechte excuses daarvoor. Maar we geven het toch nog mee, de Stoon van Hal die praat met Tropic, met Daniel, de baas van Tropic. Je hoort op de achtergrond de muziek van Freddy Moesri.
Naast mij zit iemand uit Frankfurt. Hallo.
Hallo.
Your name is?
My name is Daniel Tischer, and I'm the founder of the Tropic Net label from Frankfurt.
How old is the label?
The label is from 2005, and since now we have 56 releases on the label, with 48 artists from 22 countries.
Whoa!
So it grows a lot the last time.
Yeah. That's especially the last time that it
No, over the years.
Over the years, okay. So what was the main motivation for you to found a net label?
For me it was quite interesting to explore the whole net label scene. It started 2004 with Sinner. I found Sinner on the net and I think, hey, what a great thing to do with music, to give it away for free and reach a lot of people all over the world. So I think if you only do a vinyl label or a digital label, you only can reach a low amount of people. So if you do a net label, you're totally free to spread your music. And we have some releases that have over 30,000 downloads.
30,000 downloads?
Yeah.
Difficult to promote themselves and to get feedback from the listeners. So how are you doing that?
Okay, there are different channels we work with to promote the net label. First of all, we have a newsletter system at our homepage. We have a web 2.0 everything, like Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. And we use a lot of blogs we work with to spread the releases. And sometimes in a forum.
More or less the same time.
Let's talk about the music. You're focusing on what kind of music?
Tropic is very open-minded, so we have every kind of electronic music without trance and some harder stuff. So I'm very focused on melodic, warm sound. I like the late 90s sound a lot, like Thomas Brinkmann or Andy Vaz. It's a background label, so it has to be a special feeling in the music, a warm feeling.
Are there other net labels in Germany or in the world which are doing more or less the same thing as you're doing, which are comparable to Tropic Net Label?
Yeah, there are a few, like Yuki Yaki maybe, or maybe Sinner also. But I'm also release some electronica, not only dance floor stuff, also ambient sounds and electronic sounds also.
what?
So you said there were 22 countries involved in...
No, 48 artists, with also the compilations, because we have three compilations with different kind of artists. So totally there are 48 from 22 countries. So I have a lot of artists from Spain and especially from South America.
And how did they find you?
This is totally different. Sometimes I heard music on the internet and I wrote to the people and say, hey, I like your music, would you like to give me some demo stuff? On the other side, I get a lot of demos also, and I listen to it, and if I like the sound, we get connected, and yeah, that's it.
And are you making music yourself?
Or yes.
Yes? Yes. On your own label?
Yeah, also on Tropic, as D-Soul is my artist name. And I also have a lot of releases on other net labels like Inoku from Spain, like Bumfood from Japan.
Dat was dus Daniel Tischer, de netlabelbaas van het Frankfurtse house-label Tropic, bij onze reporter Toon van Hal in Berlijn, enkele weken geleden op het NetAudio Festival aldaar. Onze excuses trouwens voor de kwaliteit van het feestje op de achtergrond, maar dat komt allemaal wel goed. Tijd voor zwoele house-muziek nu. Thank you. Zo, het eerste uur van Netwaves zit er weer al op. Daarnet hoorde je heel loungy house van het netlabel Tropic. Je vindt alle info over ons programma en ook de playlist en dergelijke terug op netwaves.org. Mij rest enkel nog een beetje reclame te maken. Eerst en vooral voor de platenbeurs van Radio Scorpio op zaterdag 14 november in Zaal de Curve in Kesselo. Meer info daarover vind je op radioscorpio.com. En een tweede reclamebriefje gaat over zometeen, want tot 1 uur hoor je nog Runeuf live in de Apero in Leuven. En je kan het dus ook op de radio op 106 FM, op Netwaves, op Radio Scorpio beluisteren. Heel veel luisterplezier en tot volgende week.